What's up, y'all? It's the Bank Trapper here, and this is my beautiful wife,
Fatima the Banker,
and we also have our beautiful oldest son.
My name is Hansel. Noah.
Beautiful too.
Okay. What was your name again?
What?
Noah.
And this is another episode 12 now, of talking married life and bank trapping. And so we want to show how we already are teaching our children how to understand money and what money is, so that way they don't fall into some of the or any of the traps and negative habits that we had while we were growing up. You know, I don't want my son to feel like he has to steal or sell drugs or any of those things. Or I don't even want him, even if he doesn't go that route, I don't want him to feel like he needs to be an athlete to get money. I want him to understand that he can play the boss's position early on and be an entrepreneur and pave his own way. So, you know, anything you want to say before we ask him any questions?
Let's get right into it.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite things that you've learned about money?
So I like the faces on the dollars and I like the numbers on the dollars. Mm-hmm. So like I know the dollar bills, some can be like you know when there's like a number, mm-hmm, that you need to buy something with. Mm-hmm. And you have that dollar bill, it's better to use that dollar bill if that dollar bill has the same number that says.
So making sure you have the right amount of money.
Yeah. And then they spend it all of it. Because if you have all of that money and you have like, if you have that money and it's the same number as the one and you spend that all, then you won't have no money.
Yeah, so you got to make sure not to use all your money.
Yeah. So if you have a dollar bill, that you can use that one. If you have, if it's the same number as the amount.
Okay. So now let's talk about not using all your money. What's important about that?
Because if you use all your money, you can be broke, you can be poor, and just be living on the streets if you use all your money.
And so what should you do so that way you don't use all your money?
Save some. Mm-hmm. So make sure you got everything that you need that can last for like a lot of days. Mm-hmm. And make sure so your money can last longer.
And that's called budgeting, right?
Yep, budgeting.
Budgeting.
So what are some of your favorite things to use to make more money? What do you use your money for to make more money? What are some of your favorite things?
So one is that I sell Pokemon cards. Why not? We got one Pokemon card because I sold some. Mm-hmm. I like to sell stuff is that I'm going to sell some clothes. I'm going to have to make clothes and sell them. Mm-hmm. And stuff and some food.
You're going to learn how to grow food to sell?
Yep. Be mm-hmm. a farmer. Mm-hmm.
And so with being a farmer and learning how to do all those things yourself from the beginning, it puts you more in a position of power, doesn't it?
Yep.
Okay. You got a question on that?
What is something that you can tell other children that they should do with their money that you have learned?
So you should save some money. So it's a pin and in. So if you want to save $100, save $100. Mm-hmm. It's depending on how much you want to save.
And that's called having a goal, your savings goal, right?
You have a savings goal. And you can also get a small ATM, mm-hmm, to keep your money in and stuff.
Because the ATM you have, you got it so that way you don't have a piggy bank. That way you're not giving your pearls to swine, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't give our money to pigs, right?
Yeah. So it's good to not just give it to pigs. Like penny banks. If it's not a pig, it's still a penny bank.
Mm-hmm. And so we respect our money, because that's a representation of our energy, right?
Yep. First, I had one, and then one, and then it broke. So mm-hmm. now I don't have it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is, and now my daddy and my mommy told me that we don't give our money to pigs.
Mm-hmm. do you remember what an asset is? What are some assets?
I forgot.
There are things that make you more money, right?
Yep.
And so what are the things that you and Lamar like that you always say that you try to find that's an asset?
Like
Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin. We be outside and we be pretending the nuts are Bitcoin.
What other stuff do you like when it comes to assets?
We like.
What did mommy just get for you and Lamar?
Some roller skate? What?
Didn't she get you your own insurance reserve so that way you can start your own bank for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I want to see it.
You want to see the policy?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy's going to show you the policy later.
Okay.
But what do you know about private banking and using reserves? Being your own bank?
That's fine.
Yes, I'm doing a question.
This will be the last question and you can go.
No, my spine, that.
Oh, you scratch it?
Mm-hmm. So my spine haven't been able to crack for a while. I had school.
So what do you think about being your own bank? What have you learned? Remember when we were doing the training with the ABS?
Yeah. So
it's okay, you can take your time. What do you think?
You forgot.
You forgot?
Mm-hmm.
So being your bank gives you control over your money and helps you with your financing problem, right? And so the older you get, the more access to money you have and control over your money, right?
Yes.
And so, there's more to it too, but go ahead and say what you want to say.
And I also, in my wallet, I also have my own little, what's that? That's in the middle?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. What's in your wallet?
Oh, my driver's license. I also got my own driver's license.
I don't know where you got that one from, but okay. But thank you, Noah. You can say bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, anything you want to say before I get into the article?
Nope, we can go ahead and get into it. This next part, we're going to go kind of deep dive into why financial awareness is important and what it's really looking like out there for people.
And one of the reasons we're bringing this up is because, you know, the I word has gotten really big, and that's inflation. And a lot of people don't really understand inflation. And inflation is a bigger problem than a lot of people realize, and they don't necessarily think that it's their problem too. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about this article that came out. It's called The Child Tax Credit. Child poverty will likely spike this month after monthly payments expire. This article came out on the 21st. The absence of the Advanced Child Tax Credit, CTC, payments this month could push nearly 4 million children into poverty, a new study projects. This monthly child poverty rate is estimated to jump to 17% in January from 12% in December. According to the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University, marking the highest monthly rate since December 2020, The estimates come after more than 36 million families received their sixth and final monthly CTC payment in mid-December. And as the future of the credit's expansion remains uncertain on Capitol Hill, it is largely mechanical that if you take away the child tax credit, that incomes are going to plunge. Claudia Sam, director of macroeconomics research at the Jane Family Institute, told Yahoo Money, Sam was not involved in the study. The analysis estimated that the credit reduced monthly child poverty by close to 30%, 3.7 million children from falling into poverty in December 2021. That included 163,000 Asian children, 737,000 Black children, and 1.4 million Latino children, and 1.4 million white children. I want to go over those numbers one more time. 163,000 Asian children, 737,000 Black children, 1.4 million Latino children, and 1.4 million white children. Congress last month failed to extend and expand the CTC program, which was originally part of the Biden-backed American Rescue Plan, passed in March 2021. The program increased the credit amount. Authorization had to be distributed in advance each month and made the credit fully refundable, allowing families with little to no income to qualify for the credit. Support of this credit held it as one of the largest anti-poverty measures in modern history, providing economic relief to millions of households with children, including families in deep poverty. The monthly child tax credit has been buffered family finances amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, reducing food. I probably shouldn't have said COVID because they'd be blocking everything out. But reducing food insufficiency among low-income families with children, allowing families to meet other basic needs, all without negative employment effects, the analysis stated. The majority of families earning under $35,000 per year spent a portion, if not all, of the CTC payments on food, utilities, housing, and education, according to the census data. That's mainly some of the main points I want to get hit on right there. And so the reason why I bring up that article, and also if you want to get the full article, you can go to Yahoo Finance and look up the rest of the article to read it for yourself. But first I want to hit on the fact that they believe that it's going to plunge that many people into poverty overall as a whole. And that shows how dependent on people are just on the government as a whole. And that because of so many people being financially illiterate, it makes it to where they have to do what they're told. Whether that's right, whether it's wrong. And these are the situations that make it to where you have Nazi regimes come about. And that might sound extreme, but there was a period in time when people like Hitler and Stalin were popular. And not only were they popular, but people listened to them. And they still have influence to this day. And these people, not too long ago, ruled entire nations. And those same ideologies that help make those people big are the same ideologies that are taking part today. You know, have a scarcity mindset. Don't worry about doing for self, we'll do for you. Just vote for us and we'll handle all of your problems. You don't have to do any thinking. We'll give you free this, free that, but nothing's ever free. It goes against the laws of nature. You reap what you sow in the positive and in the negative. And so if you have sown nothing, planted no seeds, why do you think you would get something for free? What are your thoughts on that portion of it so far?
Well, I mean, with what you just said, like with the free portion or
anything that stuck out to you.
I mean, as far as just this beginning portion of the mindset of the child tax credit, I under like knowing that a lot of people, even before the child tax credit, people really did need that money. But when it comes to being financially responsible and financially literate, we should have all already been prepared for if they were to give child tax credits. Now we're just putting that into our portfolio, or just getting extra to add on to the our reserves that we already have, instead of it being like, okay, I need this. If I don't have this, I'm not gonna be able to make it the next day. And I mean, that may seem heartless, but we just were talking about the other day how we wish that when we were younger, we had somebody to ask us a question, like ask us, what do we want to do? What would we want to do when we grow up? And if we don't know the answer to that question, being, you know, that person that asked us the question, being totally honest, like asking, okay, so you want a shitty life, then it's the same thing with finances. You don't know you don't know what you want your money to look like here in the next 3 months, next 6 months, next year, the next decade, generation after generation. Well, then that means that you don't plan on leaving anything behind. You don't plan on getting financially literate or financially secure. And then with the expecting handouts for free, reaping what you sow, well, if you receive this free money, it's not free, but if you receive what they say free money, well, you didn't put any energy into receiving that money. You didn't do anything to work for that money. You didn't, that it was just given to you. Well, you're actually paying for that with your body, with your mind, because then now they're conditioning you to think and expecting for you to let them take care of you. And so a lot of people, their income will increase, or they'll get more food stamps, they'll get more handouts. The more handouts that they get, the less work they have to put in. That means the less hours that they're gonna put into work.
And hitting on that too, putting in work, going into the numbers of people. And so also that is proportionate to how many people there is here, per, you know, what they would consider race here in the United States. But if you notice, Asians were at the lowest end of that spectrum. Mm-hmm. By far. And even though for what they're calling Black people to be where they were at, you also have to understand how many, what is the percentage as well too, of so-called Black people here in America. And the jumps from Asian to every other people's were so significant. And a large portion of that is because the way we raise and teach our children, mm-hmm. and the way we work with each other as a family. And so right now with inflation, you know, they're talking about the official number is 7%, but we know that used cars have gone up 37%, new cars 10%, trucks 11%. We know that food is the highest it's been in over a decade. We know that the real numbers are much, much higher than that. And some people already knew that these things are cyclical, meaning that it's going to happen. It's designed to happen. It's not that the system is broken. The system works just fine. It's working perfectly. It's just that your understanding of the system is what's broken. And you're not educating yourself and your children on how things really are. You know, we're romanticizing and allowing ourselves to remain ignorant, And then in situations like this, when, you know, you're trying to figure out how you're going to get enough gas to make it through the week, or how you're going to pay to get your brakes done because the prices have gone up so much, when you should have already put 6 months worth of money away in savings, as well as have you cushions for your deductibles, your repairs, and all of those things. It's hard and it takes time, but there's easy solutions. And we just don't like the solutions. What are some of the solutions that, you know, you think a lot of people overlook or ignore or just don't know?
Budgeting.
That's
the big, like, if you were to just really just manage and look at every dollar that you spend, I'm gonna say spend because a lot of people they wouldn't be having this conversation and listening to this episode if we weren't, you know, all financially hurting somewhere. And so there's nothing wrong with that because we all got to start somewhere, but budgeting is one of the hard, just finances period. But everybody seemed to overlook the fact that I need a budget. Remember, we had a conversation the other day about one of your coworker that, you can tell the story.
Which situation? There'd be so many situations.
When he knew he wasn't supposed to make a purchase, but he
didn't. Oh, for the gun? I got one of my coworkers and we were, you know, we talk about finances and stuff here and there. Well, when they're curious, they'll come talk to me. A lot of times they try to avoid me because I'm a pretty blunt person and I don't have any issues telling a person like, hey man, that was stupid. Like, why the hell did you say that? And so he moved into a smaller home to allegedly save money. And it will reduce his living expenses by $400 to $500 a month. And he said that he wanted to get a new rifle. And he was like, my budget says I can't get it, but my mind says I can. And I know that if I do some work on the side, I can make up for the difference in money. But we're not realizing or paying attention to the fact that there's opportunity cost. There's the time that you already use money for this. If you were to double down and you were willing to do something extra, you could have put that money plus your extra money into something that could have returned you more money or just something more safe and intelligent in the first place. And that was also him saying like, hey, don't lecture me about what I should do about my money because I already know that I'm making a dumbass decision. And so in that situation, for me, I didn't have to say anything because he already admitted like, hey, I know I'm about to go do some stupid shit with my money. There's nothing you can say. I've already decided. And who am I to waste my own personal energy that could be used for thinking of ways to help my family and my legacy for somebody who's intentionally being ignorant?
So a lot of people, they'll know, or they'll have this, your instincts kick in like, dang, I should look at my expenses and stuff before I make this purchase. But a lot of people here on this next episode, I'm going to do part two of being married and having your finances joint or separate. But one of the women pretty much said that I just spend money. Like, if the money is there, I just spend the money. Like, I don't, a lot of the times I don't talk to my husband about it or anything. I just want the money there and I just spend the money. When it's like, if you were to just write down all of your expenses and your monthly expenses, write down all your monthly expenses, add it up, and then add up all your income for that month, add it up, subtract it, and see what your cash flow is for that month. And then you can add up how much at the end of the year your annual cash flow would be, because then that's your opportunity to be able to make investments or start you a cash reserve, an insurance cash reserve, and make more money off of that money. You don't miss out on opportunities or anything. But if you were just to add those expenses up and your income and see what that would be so that you can really see what your financial situation looks like, that's all it takes. That's literally all it takes, is to really just be aware of how much you're spending. Because if you come out with a cash flow after all of your expenses are paid and stuff, and there's a cash flow there, then that also puts you in a position where you have to ask yourself, dang, what have I been doing with my money? Because it seems like I've been living paycheck to paycheck, when really here, right here, it says on paper that I'm supposed to have $2,000 or $1,000 or whatever the case may be. When we know life happens, but it still puts you in a position where you have to ask yourself that question every month.
And spoiler alert, there's a great place where you can learn more information like that. We actually have a course on our site. It's Big Bang Budgeting Empire style, got to throw that out there as well. But no, you're right. And so I want to talk about, what is inflation? And so one, inflation is actually taxes. You don't realize it's taxes. You have the taxes that they take from you, but a lot of people don't realize that the government can actually function just fine without taking taxes from you directly. The reason why they take taxes from you directly is because you'll get to asking too many questions on how is the government still being able to have money. And that's where inflation comes in. And so inflation is how they erode your wealth. They take your wealth, they steal your wealth. And what it does is, it's not that cars have gotten more expensive. It's not that your house went up in value. None of those things actually happened. What happened was that the money became less valuable. And the reason why we have inflation mooning right now, the way some of you guys were hoping your coins were gonna do, is because when all them stimmies got dropped, it put too much dope on the block. Everybody got this fix and they was running around like dope fiends. And now there's more money out there than there is actual products out there for people to purchase. And so it causes everything else to go up. And it allows for the Federal Reserve and the government to benefit off of this. And so now when they do their bond buybacks, when they do their mortgage purchases and everything like that, they're able to do it at a lower cost. And so those are just some of the effects of inflation. And then another thing too, that you can look at with inflation, because a lot of people don't understand, compared to what? And so I want to pull up this inflation index I like to use, because in some ways inflation can actually help you if you understand, especially when it comes to paying down debt and stuff, because now you're paying down the debt with cheaper money. And so this is the Jason Hartman Inflation Index, if I can find it on here.
While he's looking for it, I do want to go back and hit back on the on our course. For everybody that's listening right now, we will drop a discount code just for our listeners that are listening and catch this episode. We'll put a discount code in our bio in the about section, so that you can go on our site and go ahead and purchase that course. Or even, we'll also drop a link for you to be able to schedule and book a appointment for us to have a consultation. If you, whatever situation you're in, we'll help you if you just want to start a basic life insurance policy. It's just a term policy that'll give you death benefit. It'll be to where you can still have something if something were to happen while you're building your bank. We have the bank consultation so that we'll sit down with you and get your financial situation and everything so we can know where to start for your bank. And then as well as we have the budgeting consultation, money management, where we'll go through together. It's more, it's very intimate. We'll go help you go through the full, it's like the budgeting, our budgeting course, but it's you getting that, being able to actually sit down with us and we take you through each step together. We do it all together.
I don't know, I might have to let y'all down on this one, but you can find it because he changed his site around a little bit. But you can go to jasonhartman.com, and what he does on his index is he compares it to the price of actual goods. And so he has one where he'll compare it to haircuts. How many haircuts would you have to do in order to afford this compared to, you know, in 1980 or 1990, et cetera? He'll do it in the cost of gold. And this is one of the reasons why you buy gold, because gold is real money, unlike the fiat that we got, this monopoly money. And so if you would have bought gold in the 90s, or even actually not even too long ago, but let's just say if you would have bought gold 5 years ago, or shit, even if 2000s, there's so many different periods where you could have bought gold. And if you would have had that now, your gains would have been so much more compared to. And so swapping that money out or using it or borrowing against it to get you property, you would have been paying less. And so those are some of the ways that inflation can help you. Because if you buy assets that do well during times of high inflation, when you're in them periods, it allows you to make that money work even harder. But that is on Jason Hartman. Dude also has a podcast I recommend. You know, like, that dude's pretty savage too. So he's one of the people I personally listen to as well. Anything else you got?
Before we wrap this up, there's one little fun thing that we did want to do is kind of share how inflation has been impacting us here lately, negative and positive, because there are a few purchases that we made in the past few months that were like, dang, this is very, like, we didn't catch it before, but now since we've really opened our eyes, we were able to catch a lot of the effects inflation has been having on us. So do you want to go first? The first one that I want to share is that we recently, just a few weeks ago, we just got these new phones. It's the iPhone 13s. And we realized that when Apple first started doing their iPhones some years back, I'm not even gonna count how many years, because I remember getting one of their first iPhones, the one with the black. They were like this, but it was the iPod looking ones, mm-hmm. or whatever. And the phones came with headphones, and it came with the full charger set. It came with the cord and the little charger block. When we got these phones a few weeks ago, they did not come with the charging block, nor did it come with the headphones. Mm-mm. But 2 years ago, when we got the 11s? Mm-hmm. When we got our 11s, the 11s came with both still.
I don't think they had the headphones.
No, they had the headphones. Okay. They had the headphones, and they had the charging block, and they had the charging cord. And so now they're starting to get to where they're... The phones cost
more,
and you're getting less. But you're getting less.
I want to talk about a purchase that we didn't make that we were going to, and we caught ourselves. And so we were getting ready to get we're still going to get it, but we're going to wait a little bit. We want a new desktop. And so because of the chip shortages and all these other different things going on, we were like, you know, maybe we should go ahead and grab this now before it goes up in price. And one of the things that they want you to do with inflation is they want you to feel like your dollar today isn't going to get you as much tomorrow. So you should go out there right now, like you got like your money's literally, they call it, your money's burning a hole in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And I knew this on a cognitive level from our studies and everything we've been learning and stuff like that, but I never seen the habit come out yet. And I know I've done it before, but, you know, until learning about it and realizing that this is a guided actual thing, that this is why they like inflation, because it spurs people to go out and different things like that, is at least in theory. And so when I said it, I was like, oh shit, that's them using that little lever on me. Now I don't want to get it. I ain't going to get it. It ain't that serious right now anyway. I'm going to wait and get it when I want to get it, more at a time that's right for me, when I don't give a dang about whether inflation is affecting it or not.
Okay. All right, y'all. So those are our two. So just think about how, you know, the different ways that inflation's impacting your family, the changes that you've noticed, whether it's when you're gone grocery shopping now compared to before, any other goods or services like utilities, you know, things like that, that's gone up, but you're getting less, or you're getting the same thing, but it's gone up drastically in price. You know, just things like that. Just really look around, really look at your money, because you'll really be able to see those changes if you're actually.
Let me interrupt real quick.
Huh?
Let me interrupt real fast. There's one last thing I do want to share, right? So, some of y'all might not have known that we do still work while we're building our business. We believe that you should maintain your job until your business. There's a formula we like to go by. You should have 6 months worth of savings, and your business should be cash flowing steadily for at least a minimum of 4 months before you quit your job and go into your business full time. And so, you know, we'll have months where it's rocking and rolling, some slow months here and there. And so for us, even though we have met our savings portions, we know that we need to have a consistent stream of income. And we also have other goals that we want that'll kind of make that process happen a little longer than that minimum that I mentioned, but that's kind of a guideline for people. But anyway, we were having a meeting and they gave us a raise, whole entire plan. And everybody was in there hyped. I mean, oh shit, motherfucker, whoa. They was hooting and hollering. And the supervisors, one of them, he's eyeballing me because I'm not excited whatsoever. And he's looking at me and just staring at me. And then one of the guys I'm kind of cool with at work, he's like, hey bro, what's up? You ain't excited about that? I was like, what's there to be excited about? I said, they didn't do that for us. I said, it's another mind game. I said, you don't realize it, but inflation's about to go up. And you're gonna be making less now than what we had before. I said, they're doing this for a reason. I said, and it's gonna make you guys want to do more overtime because you think that you're getting more than what you actually are. And he looked at me like, what? Like, I was speaking French, and it was like, yeah, this nigga's a weirdo anyway.
Because they speak Spanish, so.
And so he's like, whatever, this nigga's a weirdo. And sure enough, it came back around, and he was like, hey, bro, he was right. And I don't try to do it as being a killjoy, but again, like I just said, I wish somebody would have been real with me and let me see those things so I could have made better decisions when I was younger. And, you know, just want to end on that note right there. Like, hey, like this game, it literally is a game and there's rules to it. And you got to educate yourself on the rules. But thanks for listening, talking married life and bank trapping. I'm the bank trapper, and this is my beautiful wife,
Fatima the banker. But before we get up off here, we do want to make sure that we let you all know again where to find us. Sovereign-galaxy.com is our site, where you can go on there. You can book consultations. You can purchase our courses. Support us if you would like by purchasing one of our t-shirts. Mm-hmm. As well as we will post in the notes, in the show notes, where you can schedule your consultation, as well as for those that are listening in on this episode, will receive a discount code to receive a discount off of your consultation or your course.
Mm-hmm. As well as you can catch us on our YouTube, which is Sovereign Empire. And then on our Odyssey channel, the Odyssey is actually under my name. It's under Bank Trapper. And so we post these on Odyssey. For those who don't know what Odyssey is, it is a platform that is on the blockchain, and we actually get more love and more rewards when you view us and you rock with us on there, as well as it helps push technology that allows, you know, for creators to have more control over the information and things that they're putting out. And we'll actually put a link to the YouTube and the bank and the Odyssey in the show notes.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, and we will see y'all on the next episode.
Deuces.